You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, guys, we're going to be talking about ESPN here in this video. Could this really be the end of ESPN as we know it? Now, the worldwide leader in woke, they are part of the Walt Disney Company, and they have not made a profit for Disney in over a decade. ESPN has been bleeding money for the Walt Disney Company for a very, very long time. In case you guys don't know, Disney is not doing good whatsoever themselves. Disney Plus actually lost like 2.4 million subscribers. And the old CEO of the Walt Disney Company, Bob Chapek, yeah, he got fired. And it brought back the old guy. And when it comes to ESPN, the word months ago was that Disney was actually looking to shop them. They want to drop ESPN. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen or not. ESPN in the past, they've actually done massive layoffs. Now, in 2020, they laid off like 300 people. And it really wasn't a whole bunch of top talent. But now, guys, the word is top talent could actually be a casualty this time around. And it's coming really, really soon. And maybe even Stephen A. Smith. That's not my words. That is the words of Stephen A. Smith himself. Look here on the spun. Major layoffs are reportedly coming to ESPN soon. This could actually be in the next couple of months. Let's read this, guys. There's another round of significant layoffs coming to ESPN. According to Andrew Marchand of the New York Post, the cuts come from top orders at Disney and expect to be finalized in the next 4 to 6 weeks. The report notes the 2023 latest round of layoffs could include a variety of people, including top on-air talent and bit-time executives. Now, I don't really want to focus on the bit-time executives. People actually know the on-air talent, which actually left. Remember, they used to have a bunch of top on-air talent, but a lot of those people actually went over to Fox or they got laid off. Skip Bayless isn't there anymore. Colin Cowherd isn't there anymore. Stephen A. Smith is there. Molly Karam is there. Could they be gone? If they're gone, First Take is not going to be the same like it used to be back in the day, because they were pretty much the only holdovers on First Take from the Skip Bayless days. Can you guys actually imagine ESPN without Stephen A. Smith? If they lose Stephen A. Smith, it's over. No matter what you actually think of Stephen A. Smith and his takes, there's no doubt about it. He is the face of ESPN. However, he's costing them a whole bunch of money. Look at this. Quote, at the direction of ESPN chairman Jimmy Pitaro, heads of department have been told to scrutinize their divisions to make them as efficient as possible. In other words, lean. Cut the pork. At this time, there's no target number for how many millions that ESPN must save or how many employees will be let go, according to sources. Quote, in recent years, ESPN has spent heavily on top commentators like Troy Aikman, $18 million per year, Joe Buck, $15 million per year, and Stephen A. Smith, $12 million per year, and they are still in ad mode as they are in on the Pat McAfee sweepstakes, according to sources. But any McAfee ESPN deal would have to make financial sense for the network. ESPN is a possibility for McAfee, but probably not the favorite right now. And honestly, if I'm Pat McAfee, I'm not going to ESPN. I'm just not. Now, Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, they just got there. I think that they are safe. Stephen A. Smith, it could be possible that his days are numbered. Now, I wouldn't be surprised, guys, if Stephen A. Smith was let go. And what if he actually went over to Undisputed? We know that the relationship with Shannon Sharpe and Skip Bayless, not that great. And that's actually coming from Shannon Sharpe himself, said it's been a rough couple of months. if they got rid of Shannon Sharpe, no doubt about it, they would jump all over Stephen A. Smith. Look at this. This is the direct words from Stephen A. Smith himself. You can see this tweet from NBA Central. Stephen A. Smith expects ESPN to lay off some employees. Quote, they're going to have cuts coming. Hell, for all I know, I might be one of them. That is the words of Stephen A. Smith right there. This would be a huge, huge blow if ESPN actually got rid of the face of ESPN, Stephen A. Smith. ESPN is in a whole bunch of trouble. A lot of trouble. The glory days of ESPN, man, that's been over for 10 plus years now. It has. They've lost so many people. I believe that Linda Cohn is actually still there on SportsCenter, but nobody's actually watching SportsCenter. Could Tony Reale be on the chopping block? Could Michael Wilbourn and his co-host on, what is it? I'm forgetting the show off the top of my head. It's just leaving my mind right now. It's been so long since I actually watched these shows. Could they be gone? Around the horn, done. I mean, this is just unprecedented right now. What's going on at ESPN? They did it to themselves. They did it to themselves. They got woke and then they went broke. Even when they tried to correct the wokeness, they got woke again after George Floyd. And they never, ever recovered. You guys remember SportsCenter at 6 with Michael Smith and Jemele Hill? Flopped. And both Jemele Hill and Michael Smith, they got fired. Who is actually still there outside of Stephen A. Smith that's really worth anything to ESPN? I can't think of many. They don't have the great personalities like they used to have. If they get rid of Stephen A. Smith, guys, boy, that tells you everything you need to know about ESPN. I fully expect that Disney, eventually they're going to want to shop ESPN around. Do you guys realize how expensive ESPN is to carry? I believe I actually talked about this. If you actually get Sling TV and you get the orange plan, it's $40. If you get the blue plan, it's $40. Now, the difference is on Sling Orange, ESPN is there. That's the major difference. But if you want to get orange and blue together, it's an extra $15. Why? Because of ESPN. It is that expensive. A whole bunch of people are getting rid of cable and ESPN. They're just not bringing in money. And they're woke. ESPN is a garbage network outside of live sports. Man, we'll have to see what happens, guys. But that's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, ESPN, the days may be numbered. Anyway, guys, so let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.